As part of her new media blitz in the final few weeks before the election, Kamala Harris sat down last night with Stephen Colbert on CBS's The Late Show and produced what may be the biggest piece of cringe content ever, maybe even eclipsing when the Fonz went water skiing in his trademark leather jacket back in the 1970s in an episode of Happy Days and jumped over a shark, which then coined the term jumping the shark, signifying that it was the beginning of the end of a television season because they had run out of ideas and the show, the series, had become ridiculous. Brace yourself. The cringe is coming in 3, 2.
One of the old saws is they just want somebody they can have a beer with.
The voters. How the voters connect with the candidates.
Uh-huh. So would you like to have a beer with me so I can tell people what that's like? Okay.
She's laughing.
Now, we asked ahead of time because I can't just be giving a drink to the Vice President of the United States without asking. You asked for Miller High Life.
Stop laughing.
I'm just curious.
Okay, the last time I had beer was at a baseball game with Doug. So
probably 15 or 20 years ago.
Cheers.
There you go.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's like not how you drink
champagne and beers.
There you go.
Kamala Harris pretending to drink a beer in order to connect with voters makes Elizabeth Warren look like a frat boy on a Friday night.
My husband Bruce.
Remember her live stream when she announced that she was running for president back in 2020?
So, this is my sweetie.
Hello.
On New Year's Eve, doing her little live stream with her hubby. She thanked him for being there and then did this.
So, who have we got here so far?
Stay tuned because there's plenty more to come in this video. But real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because if you found this video, it's a miracle because my channel has been shadow banned for many years. So subscribe and check back here on a regular basis. Camelface was also on The View this week, where she made one of the biggest blunders in political history. They asked her what she would do differently than old Joe. Of course, with him ruining the country, flooding it with tens of millions of illegal aliens and bankrupting us, her answer was nothing.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Okay, so not only would she not do anything differently, she just took credit as being part of all of the decisions that have been destroying our country over the last 4 years. So last night, Stephen Colbert tried to help her recover from that incredible blunder by asking her the same question. And her answer this time was her usual word salad.
Of course.
Polling shows that a lot of people, especially independent voters, really want this to be a change election. Mm-hmm. And that they tend to break for you in terms of thinking about change. Mm-hmm. You are a member of the president administration. Mm-hmm. Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be? And what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden.
I know.
And so that would be one change in terms of... But also, I think it's important to say with, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump. And so when we think about the significance of what this...
So no policies, no mistakes, no changes from the current administration. It's just that you need to vote for her because she's not Donald Trump. The media is working 24/7 trying to rehabilitate her image and sell her to the American people. But thankfully, not everyone is drinking the Kool-Aid, including this 11-year-old black girl.
It'd be good for us to have a black woman as president for the first time in history.
Yeah.
But my vote's kind of still on Trump.
Kamala also unveiled a new accent last night, sounding like a Jamaican, because I guess... she is partially of Jamaican heritage, and there's the big controversy about whether or not she's black because she used to market herself as the first Indian attorney general in California, first Indian senator in California, but now, of course, she's black. And so last night, she sounded like this.
Have you no empathy, man?
is.
You know, for the suffering of...
Have you no empathy, man? You know the suffering.
Have you no empathy, man?
Is.
You know, for the suffering of other people. Have you no sense of purpose?
Oh, I have a purpose, all right. My purpose is to do everything in my power to stop you from becoming the next president of the United States. Of course, the liberal media industrial complex's goal is the exact opposite, and the old bags on The View are upset that, well, people like me exist and are able to present a different message than the mainstream.
People are saying this could be the closest election in a century.
Yeah.
I personally cannot understand why anyone would vote for him. A lot of it is, I think, he's getting bad information. People are getting bad information from other channels. Mm-hmm. But do you have an explanation for this at all?
Well, let me just add.
Oh, did you see her rubber nose? That's a nonverbal tell. That's a nonverbal gesture right there, meaning that she is about to lie. And this is what a bubble or echo chamber these lunatics live in. They just can't even fathom why so many people don't like her and instead want to save America by voting for Donald Trump.
But do you have an explanation for this at all?
You can even hear her gulping on her microphone. You hear that?
But do you have an explanation for this at all?
Well, let me just add to your list. I mean...
She's laughing again.
Including, he has said he would terminate the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
And there she is doing what the Democrats always do, accusing Donald Trump of the very thing that they themselves are guilty of. Donald Trump warned that the Democrat policies are going to terminate the Constitution. And so now, of course, as usual, they're saying that he said that if he's elected, he would terminate the Constitution. And they keep accusing us of spreading fake news and conspiracy theories about FEMA by pointing out how much money has been wasted and resources wasted on the illegal aliens who have been invading our country. Like this New York Times article from just back in May of this year, admitting why New York City hotel rooms are so expensive. The average hotel room rate in the city is over $300 a night, a record, a major reason. One out of every five hotels is now a shelter for the illegal aliens, contributing to a shortage of tourist lodging and, of course, wasting our tax dollars and jacking up the price of hotel rooms throughout all of New York. They used to brag about using our tax dollars to take care of the future Democrat voters, but now they want clips like this dumped down the memory hole.
So now the White House says that for those cities that they know are receiving an influx of migrants, that includes New York City, as you just said, Chicago, and here in Washington, D.C., there is somebody from FEMA, that Federal Emergency Management Agency, ready and willing to really help those cities when it comes to management of these influx of migrants, including reimbursing some of those cities. That's a part of the kind of the response that the White House is now giving.
When she says managing the influx of migrants, she means using our tax dollars to literally pay to put them up in four-star hotels throughout all of Manhattan. Thankfully, Peter Ducey at Fox News is still part of the White House press corps who can confront Karine Jean-Pierre about these issues.
The administration has money to send to Lebanon without Congress coming back.
He's talking about Kamala announcing that she's giving Lebanon $150 million more of our tax dollars because Israel attacked them using their explosive pagers, because we're always cleaning up Israel's mess.
The administration has money to send to Lebanon without Congress coming back. But Congress does have to come back to approve money to send to people in North Carolina. Do I have that right?
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, so this was a meme. This was a cheap fake, as you would say. But she didn't answer the question. She did get upset and did leave. But this is a joke. This is not, however, this is just another article from 2 years ago from New York City. Federal funds approved for cities handling the influx of asylum seekers. $800 million through FEMA, of course, to help the future Democrat voters become settled in New York. Oh, and James O'Keefe just posted a new investigation into MSNBC where they got one of their senior producers to sit down and admit that whatever Kamala's agenda is for the day, is MSNBC's agenda.
So do you feel like MSNBC is doing enough to help the Harris campaign?
I mean, they're doing all they can.
Meet Basil Hamden, a writer and producer for MSNBC's weekend show, Iman. Basil also reveals that, quote, what her message of the day is their MSNBC's message of the day.
What have they done to help the Harris campaign?
Amplify her message. What her message of the day is their message of the day.
Hamden revealed that MSNBC is the Democratic Party's mouthpiece and is doing anything to get Kamala elected. Hamden says this news network is indistinguishable from the Democratic Party.
So is MSNBC just like doing whatever it takes to get Kamala elected?
Yes,
of course. No disrespect to James, because he does fantastic work, but this isn't exactly like a big bombshell, but it is interesting to actually just see one of the producers on camera admitting what it is that they're doing. Me, on the other hand, I'm just an old school independent YouTuber, and subscribe to my channel if you're new here. And if you're a regular subscriber, please share my videos on your social media accounts and plug the channel, asking people to subscribe. And maybe, just maybe, by some miracle, someday we can get the channel up to 2 million subscribers. So thanks for all your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.